A member of the National Transportation Safety Board says investigators plan to conduct interviews Monday or Tuesday with the engineer and conductor of the train involved in the derailment that occurred just before 7:30 Sunday morning. It happened on a southbound Metro North Hudson Line train that was headed from Poughkeepsie to Grand Central Terminal. All seven cars plus the locomotive pushing the cars derailed just north of the Spuytenduyvil station in the Bronx, killing four passengers and injuring 63. The train derailed while hugging a riverside curve. The speed limit on the curve is 30 miles per hour. Before and after the curve, it's 70 miles per hour. Here's New York Governor Andrew Cuomo during a press briefing Sunday on whether speed was a factor.
That is the question. You know, the curve has been here for many, many years, right? And trains take the curve every day of 365 days a year. So it's not the fact that there's a curve here. There's a curve here. The Hudson River hits the Harlem River, goes down into the East River. So we've always had this configuration. We didn't have accidents, right? So there has to be another factor. And that's what we want to learn from the NTSB. If there's a change that the MTA can make, great.
Robert Hager is a retired NBC News correspondent who covered transportation, including aviation accidents. He speaks to the speed curve issue.
Well, that's a radical difference from the 70 miles an hour down to 30 miles an hour. But as Governor Cuomo said, they've dealt with that for many years without an accident. So there has to be some extra reason, you know, why the system failed this time. And that again, can be either human error or mechanical error, and that's what investigators have got to pin down.
He adds,
Train crashes are rare, but it's disturbing that they do continue, and that in spite of, after each accident, supposedly there are improvements made, but in spite of that, we still get them. And a lot of these systems are automated now. There's been a huge effort to try to take human error out of it by the automated systems, and still these accidents happen, so that's really unfortunate.
In another accident this year, two Metro North trains collided head-on in Bridgeport, Connecticut during evening rush hour. Several passengers were hurt. However, Sunday's derailment in the Bronx was the first fatal passenger accident for the railroad. Dr. Carla Vermeulen is acting director of the Institute for Disaster Mental Health at the State University of New York at New Paltz and assistant professor of psychology at the school. She says passengers are usually not thinking about the possibility of an accident when they board commuter trains.
We don't think about it because, again, you know, we kind of have to hand over that control, and we're not good at that. So I think we have a kind of sense of denial, like, of course, everything's going to be perfectly safe and secure. And the vast majority of the time, of course, it is. But that's why when something like this happens, it's so disturbing and so hard to accept.
She says the derailment is more akin to a natural disaster, with less anger and blaming likely to result, as opposed to with an intentional tragedy.
We definitely know that acts of intentional violence or malevolence are by far the hardest for people to come to terms with. And that clearly is not the case here. I mean, this was not an act of terrorism. You know, no one wanted this to happen. So that certainly takes away some level of anger and blaming that people would naturally have in response to an intentional incident. However, whether this proves to be an accident or an act of negligence or some combination thereof, again, that's also difficult just because we want to have someone to blame. We want to have someone to punish.
The NTSB's Earl Wiener said Monday at the crash site that a second data recorder was found in the train's front car and has been sent to Washington for analysis. Wiener said investigators are looking for information on the speed of the train, how the brakes were applied, and the throttle setting. He says the other recorder was found earlier in the rear locomotive. Wiener says they've already had some success in retrieving data, but the information has to be validated before it is made public. Hager says the tragedy could have been much worse.
Unlike an airplane, which is flimsy because it's built of very light material so it'll fly, a train is built of heavy materials, so people are not thrown out of the train, but they're thrown around inside the car. So that's why typically in a train crash like this one, you don't get as many deaths as you do, for instance, in a plane crash, but you get many, many injuries, people thrown all around inside the car. Now, if those cars had gone in the water and filled up with water, then everybody would have died.
In fact, three of the four passengers who died reportedly were thrown from the rail cars through windows. Hager wonders if a certain safety issue will be up for discussion.
Seatbelts, you know, might help you from being thrown around in the car if the car leaves the tracks and goes over on its side, as happened in this case. So I wonder if this will revive any talk about whether or not there ought to be seatbelts on trains.
A Metro North spokesperson did not respond in time for this broadcast. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.